Okay, no others heard at this time, so we'll go with this list and make a call a little bit and see if we pick any more up. A little nasty day today. A little foggy this morning. If you were out earlier this morning, it was visibility was quite bad. We went out to the Walmart out on Bay Road, and I know when we went by the Covenant North, you couldn't see the top of the hospital. It was so foggy. But coming back, everything had cleared up, and it still was not a really nice day. We're hoping for a little better weather as we come on, but it looks like we may have some snow later on in the week. And I guess we got to get through February. I've been playing with the software-defined radio here and using it as a pan adapter. I had it working on my Elecraft yesterday, and I played around and had it working on the 7610 today. Quite a piece of equipment, and it worked quite well. The bad thing was I spent probably 20 hours watching YouTube videos to try and figure out how to take an interface with the two radios. At this time I'm not using them as on the air because they use a switch on the antenna to cut the antenna off on a software-defined radio so they don't put the RF into it, but play with that. Anyway, with that, let's go to the list, and we'll find out what's happening up in Bay City. KAPCQ, Dave, I guess is gone. Let's see, let's start over here. KC8, SDL, Rob, and stand by Ron.
Where's Mr. Dave Norris, my good friend? WDW, there we go, in the group, Kilo Charlie, just over here. Kind of good, you work on your SDR rig then, so just, Dave, that sounds pretty cool. Yeah, of course, my ancient too, because it wouldn't work very good, but very good. Yeah, you're right about weather. I got up this morning to take out the dog, and boy, it was hazy. And foggy and hazy, and it was 35 degrees. I couldn't believe it. It was pretty nice, but now she's not so good. She's cooling off there, so tonight's going to get pretty chilly, and I know the road-wise, tomorrow hopefully it's okay, because I'm going to Oakley, restaurant down there in Oakley by the trail over there. We have a monthly railroad retiree breakfast, and I definitely don't want to miss that. Should be fast food. Hi. Yeah, we're good. I was just going to say on the radio world there, Dave, I've noticed that propagation has been kind of weird. I've been having this one-way propagation, you know. Station I'm working, he can hear me just fine. I can barely hear him. I'm not really sure. I think it might be, you know, propagation. But I have a limited space with an antenna farm here at the house. Not really a farm, but a patch of farm. I got my end-fed dipole going from northwest where the transformer is and southeast of the antenna. It barely fits my lot line here at the house, but the neighbor is forgiving. He's a little bit strays over to his side of the house, but he has no problem with it. The only antenna fits pretty good here, David, is my trap dipole, courtesy of NAERL, and that works pretty good there. Matter of fact, right now I got it hooked up to my old military Air Force BC-340 receiver, and I'm getting pretty good station with that trap dipole. And I also use it for my dedicated radio, my single banded HW12. It's amazing, a radio down there 60 years old still works good. Pretty funny. The output of that radio, Dave, a standard television sweep tube. Heck, years ago, you and I could walk up to the drugstore and buy the tubes in stock. Hi. Okay, Dave, that's all I got to report. Yeah, like I said, it's been, I had the doctor's appointment, but I've been home since then, so I'm just playing radio. I'll hand it back to you for the 73 round. WCW,
thank you,
Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rob. Yeah, the bands have not been real good. Actually, with the software-defined radio, I've been listening all across the bands. The range on this particular SDR right now, the range is from 1 kilohertz to 2 gigahertz, so it covers quite quite a big area there, with the exception of the cell phone frequencies that covers all the way up to 2 gigahertz. And I've been sort of watching 6 meters to see what happens on 6 meters. Actually, you can take and watch the whole band and see if there's any activities. Hopefully, we'll figure something out there on that. Anyway, we'll go to Ron, KCYVF, and stand by Rick. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. Hopefully, everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Me, weekend-wise, Saturday, I spent most of the day in the basement working on a variety of projects, trying to get caught up on some things, was doing some 3D printing and doing some projects there. One project I was building for my grandson, that worked out fine. That was a pretty easy build. And then I was doing another one that it's been really tough. Lots of parts in it, lots of assembly, lots of troubleshooting, and I still can't get everything to work on it. So we'll still keep working. I had to take a little time away from it here, let the mind refresh itself. Sunday, we were supposed to take a little trip and that, decided with the weather kind of snowy and whatever that we didn't end up going. We stayed around the house, did a few more projects on Sunday. Today I had off from work. I had two funerals to go to, one in Swartz Creek, one in Flushing. So it was kind of a somber day. The one this morning was the father of those neighbors that we had when we grew up in Flint. We knew them for 25-plus years. I graduated with one of the daughters. My brother graduated with one of the sons, and we knew basically all of the family in that over that period of time. Well, their father passed away at 98 years old, so good long life, that's for sure. So we went down at least to church in Swartz Creek today and paid our respects and that. Unfortunately, I couldn't stay for the funeral. I had to head to Flushing. The wife of one of my cousins passed away just on Tuesday, kind of unexpectedly. So we went for the showing there and for the funeral there, and then we grabbed some lunch in Flint and came back home. So kind of a busy day for sure. Not the kind of Monday I want to take off from work. Truthfully, I would have rather worked and had everything go as planned, but that's how things are, I guess. So I did get to meet with my few of my my cousin and second cousins. Let me break. So right now we're down to cousins, and most of those are in their 70s and 80s. So I'm one of the younger ones, at least, of the cousins that are out there. So there's a lot of them that, unfortunately, are getting to the age that we're going to expect some more, I guess, at this point. When the second cousins are in their 50s and that, then they're catching up with me, I guess. So, but that was at least my weekend and that. Some of it was kind of fun and that. Weather-wise, Wednesday night. Freezing rain, sleet, snow mix, it's kind of up in the air where the line's going to be drawn, but right now Saginaw kind of is in the sleet and freezing rain during the evening hours into Thursday morning. A little shift further to the south brings us snow, a little shift further to the north brings us a little more rain than the freezing stuff, so if you're out Wednesday into Thursday morning, just kind of be aware of the weather situation. That's all I got for you this trip, Dave, KC8YVF, back in that.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, it's, I know we just lost one of our golf league members from our Wednesday group, 94 years old, and he was golfing. He was golfing every week. He was we actually had two groups out there golf on Wednesday, 18-hole group, and there was the 9-hole group, and he was in part of the 9-hole group. But he normally golfed with us when we did scrambles and that, because we combined the groups and did that. But he just passed away, 94 years old. But getting old is not fun. Anyway, this is WADW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the net before I continue on?